Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight, we're here at True Vine, here in Tyler. Thanks so much for Ryan and Tracy for letting us have this space. Really, really appreciate you guys being a sponsor for us. Before we get to our guest, I'd like to thank our sponsors, the other sponsors. We got Rex Construction, Red Consulting, Hoot and Holler Beverage there in Gun Barrel City, Goosehead Insurance with Raymond Plunkett. Thank you so much. The Vault, the Humidor, we got Stanley's with Heather, one of your guys' good friends. Thanks so much for sponsoring us. We've got Texas State of Mind Coffee, our newest sponsor. I'm going to give you guys one of these. I guess you can share it. I don't know.
We will.
Put it in a coffee maker, and I hope you enjoy it. It's 100% organic, and it is air roasted instead of the other brands that are roasted by natural gas. Without further ado, we've got the Junior League of Tyler here tonight. We have two folks that are going to talk on the behalf of the league. We've got Chelsea Cooper, who is the vice president and the president-elect.
Elect.
Of?
Two elects.
Yes. Oh, the elect-elect?
Elect-elect. Okay. I know. Oh, wow.
Gotcha. And Gina Moores.
Uh-huh.
She's the Miss Globe and Magic chair of 2025. Thank you guys for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Really appreciate you guys coming. So let's talk a little bit about the history of the Junior League. We know that, you know, there's been a lot of, and we have this beautiful magazine here that we're looking at. It's the celebration of the 75th year of the league being joined. So 1950, we've got 13 incredible civic leaders that pull together and say, hey, we need to do something for the city. Talk a little bit about what it means, the 75th year, and reflecting back to that amount of time.
Right. I just think it's such an incredible legacy that we've got. 75 years, there were some really, really incredible women mm-hmm. 75 years ago that were like, our community needs us, and where can we serve? Mm-hmm. And the organization itself has evolved so much over the years. But the priorities have remained the same, where we train active leaders in the community, we give money back, and we serve where we can. And I think that kind of just culminates who we are and what we try to do still to this day. So we're really proud of that legacy.
Talk a little bit about what the Junior League does.
Okay.
So what is their role in the city? Like you said, it's evolved. So it started right. out maybe a little bit more just responsive and trying to figure things out and having a lot of meetings. And right. But now it's quite a bit different.
Right. Oh, it's like a machine.
Yeah.
We have over 175 active members.
Wow.
And okay. 475 sustainers.
Yes, sustaining members.
So those are all, I call them kind of like graduated members. Mm-hmm. They still are involved. They still contribute. They still pay dues. So we've got a huge member base. And the whole idea is that every year we get together and we decide where in our community we can plug in. And once we figure that out, we go out, we raise funds, mm-hmm. we do what we can to give financially. We give volunteers. With every dollar that we donate, we give a volunteer as well. So mm-hmm. that boots on the ground for your organization, serving in whatever capacity you need.
I like to say that no one does it like we do it. Yep. So there's a lot of agencies that might grant funds, but we grant funds and give you the volunteer. So as we all know, a volunteer hour is very valuable. Mm-hmm. And so we not only give the funds, we give the volunteers to go along with the funds to amplify our impact in our community.
Can you give an example? It doesn't have to be recent, but where you had somebody pledge and then you guys went out and got boots on the ground.
So we're a little bit unique. We operate on a 3-year funding cycle.
Okay.
So what that means is we don't ever grant dollars that we haven't already raised. Mm-hmm. So we raise the funds 1 year, we commit the funds the next year, we reimburse them the third year.
Okay.
So what that means is if we have a year like a COVID year, it's not a problem of we committed, we're gonna give this money next year and we don't have it. It's we've only committed what we already have in the bank. Mm. And so once we commit the grant, then that organization will get reimbursed for those funds, whatever they applied for. Mm-hmm. And then that year, they might have 1, 2, 3 volunteers that are specifically placed with them.
Okay.
So throughout mm-hmm. the year, they help them
like an internship.
Yes,
some,
I mean,
some regards.
Yeah,
or they really plug in at the agencies. Yeah.
Yes,
our partners.
Yeah. And it's so this year we have 12. And so at the 12, we have over 20 of our members placed at these agencies. Mm. And they do anything that the agency needs. If it's helping them at their fun run, or if it's delivering things, if it's whatever it is.
Filing paperwork.
Yeah, right.
I mean.
It's in a volunteer hearing capacity.
Right. Yes. Okay. For example, one year I was placed at Christian Women's Job Corps. Okay. And I helped women who had never been employed before. I helped them with their classes. I helped them draft their resumes, pick out their clothing for their job interviews, and enter the workforce.
Nice. Okay. So there, that entity pledged a donation of some sort.
Or they asked us for money.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So they asked us for money.
You're providing not only financial help, you're also providing
money.
Resources.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, so they
a person.
Form of people.
Mm-hmm. Every year we invite nonprofits to apply through our community coordinating process. So they can apply at a certain set days throughout the year, and we do it once a year. Mm-hmm. And then we go through a whole community coordinating hearing process it's a very well-oiled machine, and then we grant the funds based on that process. Mm-hmm. So it's an application process, we grant the funds.
And when we grant funds, we also grant the volunteers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So funds first.
Right.
And then, what did you say the second year was?
So we raise the money.
Okay.
Year one.
Yes.
Year two, we commit the money.
There you go.
To the organization.
And
then year three, we reimburse it.
Right.
And provide the volunteer.
Gotcha.
So it's a cool, like I said, it's always, we're in all the years at one time.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
But
yeah.
It's just a way that we, some very smart women.
Yeah.
Very early on,
like, don't go over your skis.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't ever want to be in, we don't want to be in a position where we said, oh, well, we committed X, so we have to raise this.
Right.
And what if something was a barrier to that year, you know?
So, I want to hear more about this council, because you said it's a well-oiled machine.
It's very well-oiled.
But I mean, there's probably a lot of outreach from nonprofits that are in need.
Right.
I mean, I talk to them almost every week, every other week. I've done a lot of interviews with nonprofits. I have a lot on my schedule. So how do you sort through that? And how do you figure out, like, is it more about alignment or is it more mm-hmm. about need? Do they come and present to you, or how does that work?
So basically, I got the lucky job of getting to be in charge of that process this year. And I was on the fundraising side for 7 years and then got to transition to the giving out money,
okay.
which is really fun and rewarding to see that kind of come full circle. But essentially, we opened up the applications in June. We encourage nonprofits to come and apply. They can apply for as much or as little as they need. But we got 50 applications this year. And so what we do next is we go through and we have what's called priority groups. So we kind of break it out based on different areas that we focus on, mm-hmm. which is arts and education, youth and family issues, and health services. And through that process, we kind of whittle them down a little bit of what aligns with our mission, what are our members interested in volunteering at, because that's the biggest piece is we don't just provide the dollar, we also provide the volunteer. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, we kind of get it down to about 20 applications, and they come and present in January. They come and present the project that they are applying for, and at that point, we then evaluate how much money we would want to give, volunteers we want to provide, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And we really focus on projects. We don't fund overhead expenses, capital campaigns, brick and mortar, things like that. Mm-hmm. We're truly funding things that are affecting the lives of people here in Smith County, which mm-hmm. is another thing that I think is so beautiful about kind of funneling money through the league, is that work's all being done for you. You know, it's mm-hmm. not paying the salaries, which I know that's important.
Sure.
Obviously, everyone needs to make money, but that's kind of our focus is more client-facing or public-facing, mm-hmm. serving the community.
Yeah, very cool. So. You guys have one of your, it is your largest fundraiser approaching. You have two, mm-hmm. But the one that's approaching is your largest fundraiser. Let's talk a little bit about it. Mistletoe and Magic began in 1979. What was the thought about introducing that?
That's kind of a cool story. Lynn Hines was our first chair.
Okay.
And Gina is our wonderful chair this year.
Yes.
But back in 2021, when I got to chair the event, I reached out to her and I asked her kind of that question.
What was the conversation?
And she, this was kind of a new up and coming things that leagues were doing.
Okay.
But we were one of the first in our state to kind of take the leap and try it out. And again, it was very progressive women that wanted to try something to raise money that appealed also to their peers, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, shopping appeals to women still to this day.
Yeah, for sure.
It's timeless.
So we were very lucky that some very smart ladies said, let's give this a try. And the fact that a lot of fundraisers don't last this long.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the fact that it's still around and going strong this far later is a testament to the research and the effort that has been put in over the years.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's a fundraiser that's 47 years strong, supporting our community in ways that, I mean, it's really insurmountable what Mistletoe and Magic allows us to do as a league. We've given over $9 million back to the community in cash. That's cash. That doesn't account for volunteer hours and the value of that. But Mistletoe and Magic allows us to do that. It is our largest fundraiser. It happens once a year. This year will be, it'll kick off November 5th at W.T. Brookshire Center. And we are fundraising through different avenues. We have lots of avenues that we fundraise. We have sponsorships, companies, individuals, foundations that come alongside of us and support us with sponsorships. We sell chance drawing tickets. We have incredible prizes this year on the chance drawing ticket. Yeah, a cool Denago golf cart. $5,000 to Susan Robinson is pretty exciting. I was in there the other day. I'm pretty sure I could spend that in about 1 minute. And then just events throughout the week, Wednesday through Saturday, for all audiences.
Yeah. So when did you say it was? November 5th?
Yes, November 5th to 8th.
To the 8th?
Yes.
Okay. At the Brookshire Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Brookshire Center on French Street here in Tyler.
What's the parking situation there? Is it just open parking or?
Yes, it's open parking and also free valet.
Free valet. Nice.
Yes, so if you'd like to valet, it's free.
Pull right up to the front door. Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys pick a theme every year or is it the same? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's always called Mistletoe and Magic. That is the overarching name of the event. Uh-huh. But each chair gets to pick a theme, and this year's theme is Lone Star Holiday.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a theme that I picked as a nod to Texas and a nod to Texas hospitality and my personal roots in East Texas.
Yeah. I saw something about blue bonnets, maybe some boots.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right.
Blue bonnets and boots and all the fun things that are Texas.
Right. So how many... I've never been, just being honest with you. You know,
you'll have to come this year for
sure. First year.
Yes. But what should I expect?
Okay, so you can expect about 70 merchants.
Okay.
They're all set up in Brookshire Center. And anything from clothing to knives to
food,
dip mixes. Yeah. And we've really worked for over a year now to curate a wonderful mix of merchants that will appeal to the masses.
Are these repetitive merchants or?
Some are returners, but actually I would probably say 70% this year are new.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exciting. Yes.
Yeah. So clothing, food mixes.
Jewelry, hats, leather products, Christmas ornaments, Christmas decor. I mean, you name it. I really feel like we have something for everyone.
Right. With this Mistletoe and Magic being, or I'm sorry, with the league turning 75, something I read online was the Rosie's Rhythm Garden. Can you talk a little bit about what that is? Because I think that's kind of an extra nod for this particular special anniversary.
Yes. And honestly, you could pop over and see the Rosie's Rhythm Garden when you go to Mistletoe, because it's just right over at the Rose Garden.
I would assume so.
Yeah. And so you can just walk across the street. But it actually was just a gift from the Junior League of Tyler to the city of Tyler as a celebration of our 75th year and our appreciation of what this city has given back to us, as well as what we've gotten to do here and make a change. And so it's kind of a permanent
structure.
Musical instruments.
Yeah, musical instruments, but it's something that we wanted to have forever on display as a something to remember the 75th year by. Mm-hmm. So it was a gift to the city, and it's beautiful. And so you need to stop by and see it whenever you're at Mistletoe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just across the street.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
Here in a minute, I want to talk about some of the entities that you guys support a lot. But before we get there, let's talk about how folks can get involved with Mistletoe Magic, because you have sponsors, you have donors.
Yes.
How does that work? You had an auction too.
Yes.
So how do those things work if somebody's listening and wants to be involved?
So first I'll say mistletoemagic.com has a lot of information on it. If you take one thing away, mistletoemagic.com. But anyone can be involved, from sponsoring us all the way to purchasing a ticket for market to bidding on our online auction. We have an online auction that'll kick off at the end of October. Hundreds of items on there to bid on. At Preview Party, we'll also have a live auction. We have a home in Crested Butte that's been donated, a home in Vail that's been donated for a week, different spa packages, a safari.
Oh, wow.
A dinner at Villa Montez that's been donated for our live auction. We're really excited about it. There's so many ways to be involved, from buying a ticket through our auctions to our sponsorships, purchasing chance drawing tickets, and all of that can be done at mistletoemagic.com.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long does it take to get the stuff together? When do you guys start working on this? Because it sounds like it's year round.
So I was asked by our current president of the Junior League. I was asked.
Who was the elect, right? I'm keeping track.
If you can't tell, the Junior League is a very well thought out, orchestrated organization. So I was asked in January of 2024 if I would like to do this.
Wow.
So by the time the budget and everything closes out, it'll be a full 2-year commitment.
Okay.
Now we just had Mistletoe Magic last year in November of 2024, which we were able to raise $418,000 for our community.
Wow.
So as soon as that year culminated, I kicked off with my committee of 48 women.
You have 48 women.
Yes.
That you started in last November.
We started emailing in December and meeting in January.
Okay.
So
you're meeting with them, uh-huh. and you're emailing and calling vendors, uh-huh. potential donors, uh-huh. participants?
Yes.
So, for November?
Yes. So I can say confidently that between our different auctions and sponsors and everything, my team has made 3,000 to 3,500 calls, emails, contacts to raise.
And this is all volunteer work?
Absolutely. We are all volunteers.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot to take in.
Yes.
It's a lot. Yes. We didn't talk about that.
These are our extracurricular jobs.
Yes. Right. I mean, in the last survey we did about our league members, it was something like 97% of all of our members hold full-time jobs outside of the home.
Right.
So it's not that we necessarily have all this extra time. We just have a lot of heart, and we believe in our community, and we believe in the legacy that these women before us set. I consider myself very fortunate to be a member of the Junior League of Tyler, and I look back on the legacy that these women established for us, and I'm honored to be a part.
Mm-hmm. What does it take to be a Junior League individual? Is there a process where you apply?
Yes.
And then?
Yes, so membership is open. We take on new members in May, June of each year.
Do you do like a rush, or do you do?
You just apply. You have a sponsor, so you do. Okay. But we can, if you don't know someone, we can find you one.
Yes, we'll work.
Sorry, you can't join, but yes. if you know someone, we can find you somebody.
Yeah.
Do you have transfers from other leagues?
For sure,
that can happen too.
Or yes. Hey, I'm a legacy. I used to, like, my grandmother was part of the league.
Yeah, right. And they can apply.
Welcome to join. Yes.
Grandmother can sponsor her.
Yeah. And then they would go through a provisional year, which is your first year of the league, where you sample and, you know, learn all about the league, and then you become an active member. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you have your fill, or you've been in 10 plus years, you can become a sustaining member.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So you're like non-active, or like a legacy or something.
Right.
Like that.
Kind of like an alumni, but still involved. Still involved, yes.
For sure. Let's talk about some of the core nonprofits that you guys support. I read a little bit about Blood Center.
Yeah.
And then the museum.
Right.
And then Discover Center. Why are those important, and why were those kind of hand-selected as nonprofits you guys feel compelled to support?
Right. So those were some of the ones you just referenced were ones that we were instrumental in founding. So some of which we still support today. Like, we actually just recently granted Discovery Science Place $50,000 to put in a new exhibit called the Junior League of Tyler Performance Playground.
Okay.
We'll be opening later this year, which we're really excited about. So some of these partners we're still partnering with today.
Right.
But some of those ones you talked about were ones that some ladies in the league were instrumental in being a part of founding. Mm-hmm. So whether it was they did the research to get it off the ground, or, for example, like the Stewart Regional Blood Center and the Tyler Teen Court and the Hospice of East Texas and some of those were actually ladies that did the work to get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are ones we're really proud of. But, you know, today, some of the projects that I'm really excited about that we get to do, we put on ourselves and we put up the money for, is we have Junior League of Tyler Girl Power. Mm. So Girl Power is a sixth grade girls summit. So we get sixth grade girls from all over Smith County to come in for a day. We bring in a keynote speaker. We talk about online safety. Mm. We get a dermatologist to come in. We do self-defense, dance. We have them do a community service project to kind of learn about in the league. Like, if you join, this would be an example of something you might do.
Yeah.
And or just a simple, tangible way of how these girls can give back. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that we host every year. And then one of the projects that I think is like the sleeper project that we don't get to talk about enough, but I think it's maybe the most important thing we do, is Care Closet.
Yes, I agree. Okay.
So this culminated out of COVID.
Yep.
We couldn't host Girl Power. So we were like, we have money. What are we going to do? How can we impact the community but not be in the presence of anyone else? So we did some research, and there were some ladies that figured out that school nurses in Smith County were spending their own money to buy children things like
soap,
deodorant, period supplies for young girl, all the things. And we just felt like that is a place where we could easily plug in.
Yeah.
So since 2020, it has grown hugely. We have a centralized closet at TISD where any nurse can walk in, supply their nurse's office with period supplies, underwear, socks, deodorant, soap, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrush, whatever they need for their students. If a student walked in their door, they can take it for free. And we've expanded. We're in every elementary, middle school, and most high school campuses in Smith County.
Wow.
At this point. And that's all because of money we raised through Mistletoe and Magic.
Yeah.
We're able to put these events and or projects on ourselves. Which, so we give money to other nonprofits, which we're so proud of.
Right.
You know, we give $342,000 out this year. But we got to do this with our own money and our own people. And it's something that we plan to continue to do and bring on new projects. And we sunset some because they have their time.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing to see our own money that we've raised be put to work and make a difference.
Have you guys felt some of the weight of, you know, price inflations?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most nonprofits have.
Yeah.
How are you guys meeting those challenges?
I mean, personally, with Mistletoe Magic this year, I mean, I don't think it's any secret that fund development and raising money is harder than it's ever been.
Yeah.
We just have to just keep asking. Mm-hmm. We've gone outside of the Tyler and Smith County area to larger corporations that might not be as affected in their giving budget as some locally. We just keep asking because at the end of the day, it's about our partners. Mm-hmm. And it's about the girls that need girl power. It's about the girls that need care closet. It's about being able to grant the money to our partners. So if my team and I need to work a little harder to raise the money, that's what we do. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about the people we serve that quite literally wouldn't be able to do what they do at the level at which they do it without our support.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, it's more expensive to put on these events.
It's way more expensive.
You know, and so that's something that as we plan, we have to consider, like, you know, if we want to have the same caliber of the event, then we've got to raise X amount more because, I mean, the facilities, the food, everything just is more.
The resources in general.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Across the board. Honestly.
Yeah. And that tends to, I mean, that's the feedback from every nonprofit I talk to is it's hard. It's becoming harder and harder because the resources are more expensive. The dollar doesn't stretch as far as it used to.
Right now.
And every year, the demand seems to be higher too.
Right.
Like the demand has gone up, but the cost has too.
For sure.
And the funds need to be there to match what that offsets.
Right.
I mean,
even on the hardest day, you know, with fund development or, you know, trying to get all the things together for Mistletoe in particular, keeping the mindset of the bigger picture is what drives the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You left in my notes, I thought something that was pretty cool. You said, like, call for action or personal note from you guys about, you know, Mistletoe and Magic or just pure support. And I think it's a good segue to what we just talked about, the challenges for nonprofits and how important it is that people show up and they come with hopefully giving wallets or giving pockets.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about how important it's going to be to have a successful event in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, we need people to come to market. It kicks off with preview party on November 5th, and then general market lasts all week through Saturday. We've got an amazing Santa for Santa photos on Saturday, so bring the kids out. But yes, you can purchase tickets online at mistletoemagic.com. Yep. You can reach out to us about sponsorships on mistletoemagic.com. Participate in our auctions. Anything from purchasing a ticket all the way through being a sponsor is super helpful to the cause and the funds that we're trying to raise for our community.
Great.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to the Humidor. We began the Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life. A good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lyndale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
When you're in East Texas, there's one name you have to know. Stanley's famous Pit BBQ in Tyler. Since 1960, Stanley's has been smoking up award-winning brisket, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and creative sandwiches like the legendary Mother Clucker. It's not just barbecue, it's an experience. Cold craft beer, over 90 whiskeys, and live music in a laid-back backyard vibe. Locals love it. Legends play here, and your taste buds will thank you. Come hungry, leave happy. Find them on Beckham Avenue or at stanleysfamous.com.
I think it's important to note, like, when you talk about market, I kind of think about Canton. This is not Canton.
It is absolutely like, not
this
Canton.
This is like you're going to an event that helps support local local projects that you guys are working on. And I like the fact that you can participate online.
Yes.
So you don't necessarily have to go physically be involved in the event. You can actually go online and you can do a lot of a variety of different things online.
Absolutely.
And participate and give if you feel compelled to. What do you see coming up in the future beyond this? Like, I know you're going to be president at some point.
2027.
Had there been discussions about different projects that you may be working on, different nonprofits that you're maybe working with?
Yeah. We've got some exciting things in the works. A couple I can't talk about, but we've got some long-term giving opportunities coming up where we're doing a big impact donation to an organization potentially here in East Texas that we're really excited about. And so big impact is what we're long-term goal is, not slowing down. I love that, you know, Jeannie and I talked not that long ago, and we talked about how, like, her goal is to do more than ever. And that's the coolest thing, is that none of us are willing to, like, slow down or compromise, or because it's harder, we're not going to do as much.
Right.
And that's the coolest thing, to see, like, a group of women that are all committed to the same thing of, like, we're going to do more. And not everybody's, like, a fundraiser. We all know that. Sure. But you can contribute in so many ways.
Absolutely.
Your time, your creative
decision.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the same thing with coming to market. Like, you don't need to come with a big open wallet.
No.
But if you'll buy a ticket, you are supporting us.
Right. Yes. You know? $12 ticket. We can do a lot with $12. We are really efficient people.
So I just think that's kind of a cool thing that, like, it's more than just coming to shop. You are supporting a good cause. And I think that for the future of the league, I think that no matter what the fundraisers look like or whatever it is, I think that all of our plan is to continue to grow and do more and serve these organizations and or people in Smith County that need us.
Yeah, I think when I think about, like, the $12, I mean, that may be one or two medical events at a Tyler ISD elementary.
Yes.
You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, right.
And it could be three events where the nurse has the resources necessary because
of the entry fee.
Well, and she's
just settles that.
You know, and that nurse isn't stressed because she's having to use her wages out of her household to serve the kids that she loves so dearly. And I think that's one point to really drive home is all the funds raised stay here. You know, we're not sending funds into other markets. All the funds stay here in Smith County.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Is there anything that we didn't touch on? I want to make sure before we get... I didn't brief you on this, but at the end of my podcast, I always do a shout out.
It's
your opportunity to recognize a friend, family member, a spouse, whoever you want to. It could be a mentor, you know, somebody that you want to recognize. Could be somebody that doesn't really listen to podcasts and you're mentioning their name and all of a sudden you can tell them, hey, look, we could listen to that, whatever. Or it could be somebody that knows, you know, doesn't know that how much you appreciate them. I like to do that at the end. It's a feel good for me. A lot of times people don't know how much they're appreciated, and for you to say it verbally, a lot of times without them being there, because they're like, no.
Right.
You know, they don't have a choice. So who wants to start?
I'll start. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to the Mistletoe Magic Committee for 2025.
48 ladies?
It's 48 women who are giving time that they don't, like I said, they don't necessarily have, but they are passionate about the Junior League and passionate about raising these funds for our community partners. So yeah, I'd like to let them know how much I appreciate them and looking forward to a wonderful market.
Anybody in particular along the way that just kind of maybe you had a bad day, down week, down month, would that like relit the flame and you're like, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's one person in particular. Her name's April Lanier.
Yeah.
And she is my administrative assistant this year and has been in the trenches with me the entire time.
Go April.
Go April.
I love it.
That's
awesome.
We'll let you show. Honestly, first thing that came to mind is the Bob L. Hart Foundation. They are our presenting / feature sponsor and have been for a lot of years.
Right.
And I think that sometimes they don't realize how much of a difference that they make and what an impact that they are doing in this community, not only for the Junior League, but for a lot of other organizations and people. I am forever grateful for the support that they've given us and continue to give us. And like I said, if I could put a flashing billboard up and say thank you to the Bob L. Hart Foundation, I would. It's a good friend of mine who's really involved, and she is so sweet and so gracious every year to support us and them in general, obviously. So I thank them.
Yeah, very cool.
So
yeah, I've enjoyed it.
So much.
My shout out's gonna be Heather Brown.
Of course.
Connected us.
Yes.
I had a cancellation, and we were able to work you guys in, and we did.
I love it.
We love Heather.
Yes.
Heather's great, and a key portion of our sponsorship with Stanley's.
Just
a good overall person. Always just kind of like radiating positivity.
Yes, she is a light.
It's like
very much.
Like, you want to talk to her a lot, but she's always busy and doing stuff. And like, you're a girl, but you know, she's great.
She's an incredible human.
I'm glad we got connected. It's been awesome. It's been awesome hearing about your story and hearing about who you guys support. And I wish you guys the most success during Mistletoe Magic. It's going to be a success. It always is, right?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. You could just stay in person or online, and you should. And, this is Tyler Today.
Tyler,
so if you don't have that, you need to get it. And if not, it's available online. You can research it. It's even got a QR code where you can scan it with your phone, and you can participate online. It's great.
Definitely a comprehensive resource.
Gina, making it easy. Make it easy with mistletoemagic.com too. So thank you guys for being on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That's our episode. We have the Noteworthy coming on next week with Compliments of Caroline. That'll be an interesting one because we're going to talk about some things that I'm not real familiar with. So what's new? Another week of that kind of fun. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.